Hi, Nicole, said the man in the first chair from behind his clipboard.
Hi.
Do you know why you are here?
No. But as I said it, I realized I did know why I was there. I looked down at my hands. They were trembling uncontrollably. I was in the psych ward. Actually, yes, I said.
And why are you here?
The man asked in a monotone. Then came the longest pause. They were waiting for me to answer, and I couldn't. I couldn't believe how I had gotten to this place. Oh, my God, I thought. I'm never going to get out of here. I am here because... I started to cry. I couldn't finish the sentence. I could only cry and say because over and over. I couldn't say anything else because I didn't yet believe the words that were to follow. From what I could remember, I had been admitted to the emergency room around midnight after police picked me up on a street corner. I'd had nothing in my stomach for days except alcohol and coffee. I had no cell phone, no money, no keys, no ID, just cigarettes in my pocket, even though I don't smoke, along with matches, because to this day I don't know how to use a lighter, and a full bottle of Ambien.
Do you remember what brought you here last night?
S.I., I said slowly, remembering the clinical term I'd heard throughout the night before. I had probably talked to 10 doctors, nurses, and EMTs between midnight and 4 a.m. when I'd been taken to my camp-style bedroom. S.I. stands for suicidal ideation. Somehow it felt less embarrassing to say the acronym instead of the actual term.
And why did you plan to kill yourself last night by taking an entire bottle of sleeping pills?
The same guy asked. The other three scribbled notes without looking at me.